Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Card Pointers. Leading off today, Instagram is working on an iPad app, according to a new report from The Information. Yes, after 15 years, Instagram is apparently finally working on a dedicated app for Apple's tablet. The report says, quote, Instagram is also working on a version of the Instagram app designed for iPads, according to a current employee. This could further drive usage of Instagram, end quote. Currently, to use Instagram on an iPad, you have to download the iPhone version of the app from the App Store and use it, even though it's not optimized for the larger iPad screen. You can also use Instagram.com on the iPad as well. Instagram has made various excuses over the years as to why it's never made an iPad app. In 2021, Instagram boss Adam Mosseri remarked that an iPad app would be nice to do, but it wasn't a priority because there is a lot to do and only so many people who work at Instagram. There's no timeline on when Instagram will ship this rumored iPad app, and it's always possible it could get scrapped. And something else to remember is that in 2023, Meta promised to release an iPad app for WhatsApp, and that app still hasn't materialized. So even though this report says that Meta is working on an Instagram app for iPad, there's no guarantee it'll actually be released. Next up today, over the years, we've seen a handful of unreleased Apple Watch bands emerge outside of Apple, but this one might be the coolest one yet. The Apple Watch will celebrate its 10th anniversary later this month, and it turns out Apple made a special edition anniversary sport band to celebrate. The anniversary Apple Watch sport band features a speckled design similar to the Pride Edition sport band released in 2023. The speckles on this one, however, are meant to represent the seasonal colors of Apple Watch bands released by Apple over the past decade. The back of the band is engraved with a special message, 2014 to 2024, 10 years of the Apple Watch, with a 10 encircled in the center. It's unclear just how many of these Apple Watch bands were manufactured. So far, only four of them have materialized in the real world. Two of them were sold on eBay last October and were still in the special packaging that Apple uses to send accessory samples from its supply chain to its color evaluation team in Cupertino. It's likely that Apple ran a small manufacturing test run of this band, but ultimately decided not to go forward with mass production and a release to the public. So with that said, it's highly unlikely this Apple Watch band will ever see a public release. The Apple Watch is celebrating its 10th anniversary later this month, having originally been released on April 24th, 2015, after being announced during Apple's special event in September of 2014. You can hit the link in the show notes below to see a ton of images of this special Apple Watch band, even though you'll probably never be able to actually buy it. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Running out today, the response to Trump's tariffs in the United States continues. The massive 104% tariffs on China went into effect at midnight, and this move will have a major impact on Apple and its supply chain. The Trump administration believes that Apple can easily move manufacturing of the iPhone to the United States. In response to a question during a White House press briefing yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, quote, "The president wants to increase manufacturing jobs here in the U.S., but he's also looking at advanced technologies. He's also looking at AI and emerging fields that are growing around the world that the United States needs to be a leader in. There's an array of diverse jobs, more traditional manufacturing jobs, and also jobs in advanced technologies," end quote. In response to a question specifically about iPhone manufacturing, asked whether Trump thinks this is the kind of technology that could move to the U.S., Leavitt said, quote, "Trump believes we have the labor, we have the workforce, and we have the resources to do it. As you know, Apple invested $500 billion here in the United States. So if Apple didn't think the U.S. could do it, they probably wouldn't have put up that big chunk of change," end quote. Levitt is referring to Apple's announcement from February when it said it would spend more than $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years. Apple's commitment, however, made zero reference to iPhone assembly or manufacturing here in the United States. The press release focused on research and development, chip production in Arizona, AI server manufacturing in Houston, Apple TV Plus production, and an academy in Michigan. Again, no mention of any plans to move any sort of iPhone assembly to the United States. This is a topic Tim Cook has addressed multiple times in the past. During an interview with 60 Minutes in 2015, Cook said, quote, China put an enormous focus on manufacturing. The U.S. over time began to stop having as many vocational kind of skills. You could take every tool and die maker in the United States and probably put them in a room that we're currently sitting in. In China, you would have to have multiple football fields, end quote. And as it stands on Wednesday morning, Apple has not yet publicly responded to how it plans to address Trump's tariffs. As we talked about yesterday, Apple has been stockpiling iPhone inventory in the United States in an effort to mitigate the impact of these tariffs. A report from Bloomberg this week also said that Apple has seen increased demand for iPhone over the past several days as shoppers race to update their iPhone before any price increases kick in. Apple stores around the country have reported higher than normal foot traffic, with a lot of buyers coming in specifically to ask about whether prices will increase. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.